各位弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
在我还没有证道之前，我要先介绍几位贵宾。
Before we start our today's message, I want to introduce a few people.
这几位贵宾呢，都是没有期待今天会出现的。
So they're unexpected.
首先是要介绍一位我的堂姐跟姐夫。你们都知道我来这边。这个开车的时候才知道说我没有地方住，东西都上车了还是要来，怎么办呢？结果神就预备这位堂姐在开车的当中，原来她从台湾回来，我只知道她住加州，没想到她就住这附近。结果呢，她的姐夫呢就帮我找到现在很好的地方，所以我能够来这边要感谢她的。
So the first one I want to introduce is my sister and my brother-in-law, cousin.And I don't know, they live in Irvine, but as I'm driving here, and I have
Tustin,
no... Tustin. Yeah, Tustin. They live in Tustin. And I'm driving here, I have no place to stay, and I found out they're here.
Yeah, so I'm really grateful for them. Please, my brother and sister, stand up, okay? So everyone can know. Okay, please sit. Another one is my former church member. I know he moved to Georgia.但是呢，有一次我去看何波波的时候，看见有一家银行很大哦，那一家是确实银行。有一天我就经过那里，我就去银行办事情，整个银行很大，但是呢，就只有两个人，一个是他，一个是我。我没有仔细看，结果他就叫叶牧师，哎呦，我看他看到亲人一样，我眼眶都快掉下来了。啊，这个是神的特别给我一个啊，所以我特别介绍啊，孟大嫂，我们叫她大嫂，请那个大嫂去。对，非常感谢。那孟大嫂是在我们 当地非常的出名的，因为跟她的先生在当地对社区有很多的贡献，所以她离开我们教会，我们很舍不得。但是呢，这要怪一对夫妇，也是从 Dayton 来的。这对夫妇呢，他是一个企业家，做电脑生意，所以他来到 Irvine 这个地方。后来告诉他，这里的天气太好了，这里的生活太好，很多的老人听说后来才知道住在 Laguna Woods 里面，所以里面太多这个我们很多的这些华人同胞，所以是因为他们来这里，所以也是算是我的半个老乡哈，从 Dayton 来的，所以他们今天也要来哈，所以把我们的孟大嫂带过来的是这位夫妇 Robert 跟 Karen， 我们欢迎他在我们当中。对，他们都在其他教会聚会，但我们另外有一对是非常特别，也是从 Dayton 来的，你可以相信呢，这个以前我教会的会友哈。那今天呢，他们来到这里专程开车，他们从洛杉矶那边开过来。那今天呢，我能够来这里哈，其实你要怪他哈，为什么呢？因为他呢整天给我推销，我整天给我讲你要来加州，你要来加州哈。从认识他的时候就整天告诉我你要来加州。他的公司在，他也是一个很成功的企业家，还有公司在加州，所以他一直鼓励我来这加州。结果没事就把一些加州的哪里聘募的资料寄给我哈。你每天看哈，看，有一天就上当了。所以你不要怪他，我要介绍这个家庭，他们今天开了这个将近两个小时开到这边哈，我们欢迎Philip Huang 还有他的家人，他太太还有他的儿子，他儿子在读 UCLI 哈，一名，非常欢迎。那等一下我们的交易时间，我们可以来跟他有一些的交易。我来到这边的时候，神预备我一个房东，让我非常感动。
So when I came to California, there is a couple as my landlord.
我们知道我们有神很透过很多不同的原因，让我们可以在这里万事互相效力，叫爱神得益处。
So there are a lot of things God put together for the one who loves Him.
所以我们要来读神的话语。
So we
我相信神有他的美意。我们一起来读今天的经文，是记载在哥林多前书四章十五节到十六节。
Let's read today's scripture is 1 Corinthians 4:15-16.
好，翻到的时候我们一起同声来读，你可以用任何的语言。好，预备，请。
Even if you have 10,000 guardians in Christ, you do not have any fathers. For in Christ Jesus I became your father through the gospel. Therefore I urge you to imitate me.
好，我们先读到这里。我刚刚说过，我们神预备这样特别的时候，当我还在路上的时候来这里，还不晓得有一位这么好的房东。后来原来有神的美意。
So as I'm driving, I have not known that God has prepared me for this place to live.
他们是一对医生夫妇。
They're both physicians.
他们生了两个儿子。
And they have two sons.
他的大儿子呢有一些学习的障碍，但是老二呢却是跳级上医学院的天才儿童。
So the first son has some learning disabilities, but the second one is a genius.
那这对夫妇呢以 90% 的心力照顾老大，但是 只用 10% 的心力照顾老二。
But this couple spend 90% of our time and energy taking care of the older one, only 10% taking care of the younger.
因为老大需要特别的照顾，他们不惜放弃他们美好的前程，在台湾的职医，然后呢举家搬来美国俄湾这个地方。
Yeah, because the first one need a lot of care, so they even give up everything they have in Taiwan and move to America.
因为他知道美国很看重照顾这些弱势族群。很多学校也有提供这种特殊教育的课程，所以他就特别来这边请一些有专业的老师来帮助这些有学习障碍的人。
Because they know in America we focus, pay attention to those group of people that who have special needs, and in a lot of schools we have a special ed program and teachers for that.
你知道，当我听他们故事，我深心被这种为父的心所深深感动。
So when I heard their story, I was deeply moved.
而且我也相信说，上帝透过这样的一个安排来提醒我。虽然我很清楚我不是来当大家长，但是呢，为父的心何等重要。
So I know God used this arrangement to remind me. However, I'm not a father of this church, but how important it is to have a heart of a father.
假如我没有一颗为父的心，我不配来牧养这个教会。
So if I'm don't have a heart of a father, I'm not suitable to lead this church.
其实今天我们是活在一个没有父亲的一个时代。
So today we live in the fatherless generation.
21世纪一开始，联合国就提出一个研究报告，他说本世纪最严重的社会问题就是家庭危机。
So at the beginning of 21st century, the UN stated the most serious problem of this century is a lot of family that are fatherless.
那产生家庭原因问题主要原因就是父亲在家庭中缺席，使孩子在成长过程当中没有父亲的陪伴。
So the crisis, family crisis caused by the lack of father figure in the family.
一个人在得不到家庭温暖的情况之下，人格就没有办法正常的发展。
So when you don't experience the warmth of the family, your personality will not be able to develop normally.
根据统计，全球有大概1.4亿儿童没有父亲。
So according to the statistics, there are about 140 million.
根据这样的统计之下，这一亿四千万的这个儿童这样的家庭，造成呢有63%的有63%的青少年自杀。
And according to the statistics, also there are teen suicide, 63%.
71%的青少年怀孕。
And 71% teen pregnancy.
90%的无家离家的儿童。
90% homeless teens.
犯罪在教导所里面犯罪的青年是有70%。
And 70% criminal activity.
有行为障碍的85%。
80% have behavioral problems.
因为愤怒而推动强奸成为强奸犯的80%。
And 80% commit the crime of raping due to anger and impulse.
高中没有读完就辍学了71%。
And 70% high school dropout.
在戒毒戒酒中心的青少年有75%。
And 70% in rehab.
现在正在监狱里面服刑的青少年有85%。
80% are in prison.
你看这份数据让我们很担心，引诱这个社会的问题这样发展下去是非常恐怖的。
So those numbers cause a lot of worries and fear.
你也许会说，哎呀，我们都是华人家庭啊，这些数据大部分都是黑人家庭，跟我无关。
So some you say we're a Chinese family. Most of the numbers might apply to black families.
但是你知道吗？根据北美爱家协会会长叶高芳牧师研究的数据报告指出，
So according to the research done by North America Association,
这是华人家庭的当中同样有一个父亲缺席的一种遗憾。
And also it happens in Chinese families.
有30%的男生他感受到虽然跟父亲住在一起，可是呢没有讲话，从不讲话的。
30% of the boys saying they're living with their father, but they never talk.
那另外有30%的男生跟父亲住在一起，虽然有讲话，但是一讲话就吵架， 就是有冲突。
And also another 30% they talk to their father, but every time they talk, they argue.
好像刺猬一样啊，就是随时都是对立的状况。
So it's like self-defense all the time.
那另外30%呢？虽然很和父亲有讲话，然后呢也没有冲突，不过平均每一天讲话时间不超过27秒。
And also 30%, however, they talk to their father, there's no conflict, but their conversation lasts no more than 27 seconds.
只有10%的男生，他感受到与父亲讲话而且关系良好。
So only 10% of the boys say they talk to their father and they have good relationships.
我们看了这样的一个结果，我们都是不是我们所乐见的那种父亲缺席的那样子的一个情况。
So in this case, it's not much better than fatherless family.
我认为现在华人家庭最缺乏的是那颗为父的心。
So what I think what we need is the heart of a father.
华人教会最需要的也是那颗为父的心。
And also it's the same thing in our Chinese church, we need a heart of a father.
而且我相信拥有一颗为父的心跟性别跟年纪无关。
And I believe it has nothing to do with gender and your age.
也就是说，不管你是男生、女生、年纪大小，你都可以拥有一颗为父的心。
So it doesn't matter you're a man or a woman, young or old, we all can have a heart of a father.
以下我要根据我们刚刚所读的经文，我们一起同来学习如何能够得着、能够拥有一颗为父的心。
So according to our scripture today, let's learn how to have a heart of a father.
基本上有三方面的要求。第一个，要学向基督谦卑。也就是默默关怀胜过谆谆教诲。
So there are three factors we're going to learn. The first, learning from Christ, care rather than teach.
那我们再一次来读这段经文的这个前半段，好不好？预备，请。
Even though you have 10,000 guardians in Christ, you do not have many fathers.
你知道我们华人家庭比较重视那种权威式的教育啊。
In our Chinese family, we emphasize the father's authority.
做父亲的总是要严厉的教养子女。
And fathers usually teach their children strictly.
子不教怎么样？
不知过。
不知过。所以华人教育就管教的非常严格，不准这样，不准那样，非常严格。
So we have a Chinese saying that son's not taught is father's fault.
所以我们的孩子管教服服帖帖啊，是，很听话的。
So we always teach our children not to do this and not to that.So our children are obedient.
那难道真的一定要这样吗？
But is that must be like that?
我们都知道路加福音15章有一个故事，浪子回头那个故事。
So we all know a parable in the book of Luke.
那我相信，如果故事发生在华人家庭，可能这个故事的发展跟结局都不一样的。
So I believe if the story happens in the Chinese family, the ending would be different.
好，你看有一个不争气的一个。小儿子败家子来父亲面前吵着要争家产。
So the young son came to the father asking for his share of inheritance.
那父亲听了之后，老子平常是怎么教你的？我还人还没死，你就要分财产了？你要做我死是不是？
Our Chinese father would say, you know, how did I taught you before? I'm not dead yet. You want to, you know, have the
这个小儿子当场给他拿扫把起来就把他打着，就把他撵出去了，断绝父子关系啊。
So they might get the son kicked out of the family and never allow him to return.
不但一毛钱不会给他，还会补上一句说：“你有种给我出去，就不要再给我踏进来这个家门。”
Yeah, and
we might 我没有你这个儿子。
Yell at him, just you know, just go and never come back.
但是我们看见圣经中讲到这位父亲。
But let's see the father in this Bible verses.
真的给他钱了，分一半给他。
He really gave him his share.
我们来想看看尔湾家族。
So let's think about our Irvine family.
多有钱啊！你看他们家故宫有余啊，那么多的。你看尔湾家族的钱，如果把一半的钱拿来打水漂啊，捐给政府当学校还可以啊。如果拿来打水漂去赌场啊，去这个吃喝嫖赌把它挥霍完，怎么可能啊
？Just think about it. You use half of your fortune to squander it. Can we do that?
他知道一定会把它败掉了，怎么还会给他？不会给他的。
Father knows the son's gonna squander the wealth.
但是为什么圣经讲的这位父亲愿意给他呢
？But why the father gave his share?
而我们比较聪明，我们为什么不会给他？因为我们知道一定会花掉的嘛。
We're smart. We won't give it to our son because we know they're just gonna.
那差别在哪里
？So what's the difference?
差别就是这个父亲所看重的是他儿子，我们所看见的却是钱。
So what's the difference is this father? What he sees is his son, and what we see is money.
最重要的不是他 他放心让钱去挥霍、啊这个、而是他耐心的等待他的儿子能够醒悟能够回转。
So what the father did is not enabling his son to squander the wealth, but waiting for his son to repent.
父亲早就知道儿子会花钱花光，而且等到他花光那一天，他还是会回家的。
So the father knows the son will spend all the money, and he knows that he will return.
所以他就天天在那里看，就是要等等待他的孩子能够有一天能够回来。
So that's why he wait and watch every day.
你看他没有高高在上在那里教导。在叮咛唠叨在那里的在那里责骂，而是退到幕后在那里守望，在那里等候，在那里祷告，直到他的儿子回来。
So the father did not put him in a lofty position to oppress, to nag, but retreat behind the scene to watch, pray and wait.
因为这很不容易的，也是我们要学习的。
It's not easy, but we need to learn from it.
因为在我们家庭当中或是在教会当中，人人都想当老师当师父，来告诉人家教导别人应该怎么做应该怎么做。
So what we usually do is either in our family or in the church, everybody wants to be in charge, teach others and tell others what to do.
当然教导很重要，我不是说不要教导，但是只是我们更需要是那一个为父的心肠啊。
But what we need more is the heart of a father.
能够从台上走到幕后，能从到幕圣，因为知道我们宁愿在那里默默关怀，强过于谆谆教诲。
So we'd rather go behind the scene rather than standing on the stage.
我们常常觉得说，为什么孩子说，哎，你don't understand me，你不了解我。
So why sometimes the kids tell you you don't know anything, you don't understand?
Understand 就是你要站在孩子下面啊，在 under 在他们下面，你才能够真正了解他们。
So you should stand in their shoes, and so you can understand them.
所以你是否愿意谦卑的走到幕后？
So if you're willing to be humble and go behind the scenes,
谦卑的来到他们的面，来为你的儿女守望、等候、祷告。
And watch, pray.For your children.
同样，你要成为一个属灵的父亲，也是一样，你要为这些属灵的儿女守望、等候、祷告。
And also, your as a spiritual father, you need to pray for the spiritual state of your children.
第二，我们要生养属灵子女，因为我们知道生产痛苦胜过收割喜乐。
So the second one is nourishing spirituality in children.
我们来读继续读经文下半节，预备来。
For in Christ Jesus, I became your father through the gospel.
好，我要请问大家哈，流泪撒种跟欢呼收割，哪一个重要
？So I want to ask everybody, sow in tears and reap in joy, which one you prefer?
我们都喜欢后者嘛，欢呼收割啊。
So we all like the latter.
呀，我们这个礼拜20个报名受洗，会高不高兴
？So if there are 24 people want to be baptized this week.
不但如此，我们已经还有30个在下一次已经登记了，要受洗了。
And also we have 30 more registered for the next one.
我们的短宣队下个月又要派出去，又要去收割了，有一片人等着这福音的恩召。
Yeah, so we have a group to send out to harvest.
很重要，但是呢，假如没有前人种树，怎么会有后人乘凉呢？
But we all know if nobody planted the tree,How can we rest
很奇怪的，我们总是喜欢收割，但是这真是神对我们的心意吗
？But everybody likes to reap, but is this really what God's will?
我之前在德顿教会服事。
So I used to serve in the church in Dayton.
原本的光景很糟糕，可能他们知道的哈。
So the situation was there.
但后来呢，神赐福我们的教会，每年人数都在增加。
But with the blessing of God, our member increased every year.
光是受浸的人数，刚开始从一年将近十位，后来呢，隔年之后就十几、二十位，到后来每年我们现在二三十位受洗。
So just based on the people who wants to be baptized, starting from 10 every year, move to 20 and 30.
于是很多弟兄姐妹就跑来鼓励我、感谢我、归功给我。其实根本不是如此。
So there are a lot of brothers and sisters come to encourage me and thank me and give me credit.
因为这些要来受浸的人呢，我都要先有参加我们的受浸课程，这个受洗课程班之后呢，还要一个一个约谈。
So what we do is, all these people who wants to be baptized, they need to join the class.
当然，我要确定他们的受浸的这个动机啊，
and then to verify their motives.
哎，是不是被他的这个太太逼来的啊？或是
or is that forced by their wives?
或是女朋友给他这个压力啊？哈，是怎么样？要了解。
Give him pressure.
但是约谈之后，我发现这些受浸的人呢，其实在来我们教会之前都听过福音了。
So later I found out all these people that want to be baptized, they have heard the gospel before.
大部分啊，大部分都听过，只是没有环境让他们坚固他们的信仰。
But their faith has no firm foundation.
我们只是幸运捡现成的。
And we're just lucky just to pick them up.
其实北美有很多现成的父亲，捡现成的。
So there are a lot of father for rent.
我过去常常主持婚礼。
So I used to perform a wedding ceremony.
在中西部，你知道，方圆几十里外，我们就是独此一家，别无分店哈。你要结婚，你就来这里哈。
So in Midwest, there's only one church. So if you want to marry, you come here.
那有很多冒牌的哈，或者是现成的父亲牵着新娘的手走进礼堂。
So there are a lot of fathers that they're fake fathers to lead the bride into the wedding hall.
为什么呢？因为你知道以前中国来的签证不多啊。可是他们来这里读书啊，结婚之后没有，因为根据美国的婚礼都要有父亲签进来的啊，所以他就随便找一个怎么样，就找教会的这些啊，这个叔叔哈、啊、里面啊，伯父里面就请他们当现成的父亲，就签他们啊，来这个参加婚礼。
So there are a lot of people they come here and study and get married here, but their parents are all back.So they find somebody like their uncle, their friends to pretend to be their father, lead them into the wedding hall.
但是真正正牌的父亲呢，是什么？从出生开始啊，拉屎拉尿啊，这样拉把他长大起来，那个才不容易啊。
So the real father is the one who take care of you since when you, ever since your birth.
因为他经历那种生产痛苦，熬过艰辛啊，度过泪水啊，终于孩子长大成人。你看在那种喜悦喜乐啊，心中是无与伦比的。
But look at those real father who has experienced the pain, the hardship, and finally raised their kids up. And then can you imagine their joy to watch their kids?
你要当哪一种父亲？那五分钟的父亲，还是要当哪一种啊？三分钟父亲，还是三十年的父亲啊
？So do you want to be a father for the 5 minutes, or want to be a father for the 30 years?
今天我们教会就需要这样的挑战，不要去羡慕别人教会人很多。
So it's our challenge today. Do not covet other church have more members.
哦，别人的教会资源丰富，什么 program 都有。
Or they have a lot of resources and programs.
哦，美国有很多那种 mega 的那个大教会，一窝蜂大家挤去教会。
And there are a lot of mega churches.
来到我们教会一看，哎，小猫几只，然后一扫一下，稍微知道谁没来都知道哈。
And to our church, it's like few kittens, and you're just one glance, you know who didn't show up.
那全世界有很多大教会，表面上很复兴，但是人家做过研究，其实有很多大部分都是会友从别的教会跑过去的。
So there are a lot of big churches, but according to the study, there are a lot of members are they came from other churches.
你看我们 Dayton 教会很多优秀的会员，不叫做跑过来了吗
？So now see we have.People here from our Dayton church.
所以我们更要看重是我们自己生养栽培的，先有撒种的辛苦，才会有收割的喜乐。
So we should focus on our own hard work.
因此，我们也要知道一件事情：你要摆上那个责任，胜过你尽完那个义务；你要忠实的委身，胜过那样轻松的应付；你要付上代价，胜过那种得着现成的好处。
So that's why we should take on the task better than finish the duty.We should do it diligently, beats cheating, and pay the price rather than gain benefit.
Okay, 最后一点，我们要活出生命的榜样，也就是要要求自己胜过挑战别人。
So the last one is living out a good testimony.
我们继续来读圣经怎么记载，我们继续来读，预备，来。
Therefore, I urge you to imitate me.
好，很多做父亲的呢，常常把自己当年没有完成的心愿。就投射在小孩子的身上，希望借着他们来完成。
So there are a lot of fathers put their unfulfilled dreams on their children and hoping their children could accomplish what they have failed.
例如，他小时候想当医生，想当科学家，想当音乐家，甚至想当牧师啊，都没当成啊，生了儿子，太好了。
For example, they in their childhood they want to become doctors, musicians.A scientist or even pastor, they couldn't do it. Now I have a son.
其实那是叫自私啊。
But this is called selfishness.
好的父亲是能够带出一个好的榜样。
So good father is have a good role model.
一个有好医德的一个好医一个好医生，他的孩子会受到感染，自然他就会认为说，哇，爸爸，这是我将来要追随的目标，也会他将来成为一个好医生。
If as a good doctor you have a good role model, the kids will look at you thinking, I want to be like that.
有一个使命的科学家，或是 有梦想的音乐家，啊，甚至牧师也是如此的。你的孩子会受到影响，或受到感染。
And also same thing, scientists, musicians, even pastor, your kids will be influenced by you.
换一句话说，你不要强迫你的孩子将来要去做什么，你只要给予一个好的榜样，看让他来看你怎么做，他让他感受同那种受到感动或是启发。他就会效法来跟随你。
So that's why I suggest we're not pushing our, forcing our kids into doing something, but set up a good model for them. When they're enlightened, they will follow your footsteps.
但很可惜的是，今天这个时代，我们发现有很多呢没有 给榜样的，反而就是要求他们啊，要求他们要做。
So nowadays we usually are not optimistically show them what to do.
甚至没有积极的给榜样，消极的告诉他们说什么不准做，不准做。
But on the contrary, pessimistically telling them what not to do.
你知道你的榜样啊，不论好的或是坏的，都可以带出影响的。
So you know your example doesn't matter is good or bad, they have an influence.
你知道亚伯拉罕信心之父，我们都知道哈，他曾经因为怕死就说谎，说他的太太是他的什么妹妹啊。
So we'll see the father of faith, Abraham, he lied to save his life, telling people his wife is his sister.
我想这一段不名誉的这种历史，他不会告诉他儿子的，怎么好意思说啊？信心之父哎，开玩笑啊，怎么好意思说呢？
This shameful history, he will not tell his son about.
但是你知道，以后他的儿子以撒。也同样说谎，也是一样，那是我妹妹，不是我太太。
So amazingly, his son Isaac have the same lie, telling people his wife is actually his sister.
我相信亚伯拉罕会告诉他儿子，你要对上帝有信心啊，我们做人要有诚信啊。但是没想到以撒也居然跟他父亲一样撒谎，是谁教的？
So we should have faith in God, be honest, but Isaac also lied.
父亲的榜样对于子女何等的重要。
So father's role model is really important.
有人当父亲就是开赌场的父亲，却要儿子不准赌博，因为我看到太多的这种倾家荡产了。
So there are fathers who own a casino but forbid his sons and daughters to gamble.
有人混黑道的啊，整天打架，说你不准这个不准去打架啊。
So the gangster father tell his son and daughter not to fight.
整天在外搞婚外情，养小三的，说你将来要对婚姻忠贞。
So the men who have mistress outside the marriage tell their kids to be faithful.
这都不切实际啦。
So it's not realistic.
同样的，在教会当中，你有为父的心，不管你是弟兄或是姐妹，你有一为父的心，不管你是老人还是小孩，你一定会看见教会中有许多的缺点。
So in the church also, doesn't matter you are a your brothers or sister or old or young, you will be able to see some unsatisfying factors in the church.
但当你准备要来挑剔、要来论断、要来批评之后呢，你甚至要来提醒别人没有好好见证之前呢，你先挑战自己，你说你有没有活出这个美好的生命。
So before you're nitpicking, criticizing, reminding other people about their testimony, challenge yourself to see if you are living a perfect life.
用你好的这种生命见证来感化周围的环境，让别人也可以效法。
To use your good testimony to move other people.
但很可惜的，我们今天都这样说，哎呀，你看神啊，不要看人啊，人都是软弱的，你要看神的啊，或者是说啊，你要效法基督啊，不要效法我啊，你说这是什么？这是逃避责任，不负责任的。
So sometimes we say, you know, you go look up to God and not me, and follow Jesus, don't follow me. It's irresponsible.
我们应该像保罗在勇敢的说，你们要效法我。像我效法基督一样。
So we should do just like Paul said, imitate me.
你要当有责任的一个属灵的父亲。
And be responsible.
最后，尽管我们是活在一个父亲缺席的年代，但是我相信， 假如我们每一个人都拥有为父的心，我相信我们的家庭、我们的教会一定能够兴旺，一定能够改变的。
So I do believe, however, we're living the generation of a fatherless generation. I believe that we have a heart of a father in our family, in our church, and we can revive.
今天我能够来到这个教会服事，其实有三个原因。
So I can, by the grace of God, I can come serve this church. There are three factors.
啊，当然是弟兄姐妹对我的接纳，不嫌弃我哈，啊，这的不足，还有上帝的呼召哈，慎重的将他所爱的教会托给我。其实还有一个更重要的。
So other than the acceptance and not judging my weakness, and also God calling me to give me this church He loved to lead, there's another.
就是弟兄姐妹给我的感动。
And I was deeply moved and touched by the brothers and sisters.
我听到很多的故事，包括这个教在包弟兄姐妹在这个教会的故事。
I have heard a lot of stories about brothers and sisters in this church.
原来这个教会呢非常的特别，它的特别不是人数特别少啊。
So this church is very special. It's not because it's small.
而是我看到许多为父的心就在这里。
But I have seen a lot of father's hearts in this church.
你知道光在尔湾地区啊，有至少十几个华人教会。
So do you know in Irvine, only this, in this area, we have more than 10 Chinese churches.
那我们更别说美国教会。
And not mention American churches.
甚至那个世界出名的马鞍山教会都在这里。
Also, we have the famous Saddleback Church.
我们有很多的选择，是不是
？So we have a lot of choices.
但你们竟然选择来到这个小教会。
But you choose to come to this small church.
为什么
？Why？
为父的心。
Because you have a heart of father.
就像一个那个小孩子特别需要照顾，就像我那个房东一样，愿意把你们的心力放在这里。
Because you know this small church need more support and care, just like my landlords, they take care of.
大教会很好，因为已经有人在照顾了。如果没有那颗为父的心，他们不可能做出那种牺牲摆上的。
So if you don't have a father of a heart, a heart of a father, you can't sacrifice.
啊，不但如此，我们教会的弟兄姐妹的金钱奉献也是尽心竭力的。
And also not that, our financial support to the church is.Very good too.
我过去在担任中西部联会主席，去帮助过很多的一些教会。
So I used to help another church.
那很多人就告诉我他们的教会的财务状况。
So people tell me about their financial status.
我必须诚实告诉你们，他们的财务状况，当然这个是 confidential 哈。但我告诉你，他们的人数可能超过我们的这个可能我们两倍以上，但是他们的奉献没有我们的多。
So I can tell you, but it's a confidential information, but I can tell you that they're double our numbers, but their offerings are less than us.
因为我听到很多感人的故事，这个教会我们有贷款，我们有这个还要养一个牧师，我们甚至在极其困难的时候，我们弟兄姐妹不是只有十一奉献，很多人是百分之三分之一啊，百分之三十以上的奉献出来。
So I have heard our church, we have loans and we have to pay for pastor's salary and...during the difficult time, people are offering the church not only 10%, but one third of their income.
你看你的孩子，假设你孩子住院，特别需要照顾，要一笔那个要手术费什么？你再怎么样，你再怎么不吃饭，怎么你还是要给你的孩子要用啊？是不是
？Just thinking about if your kids are in the hospital need surgery, and even you will just try to financially support.
你说这些为父的心的故事不感动你吗？
So how can you not be moved?
当然，我们也必须承认，你要拥有这个为父，一直保持下去，一直坚持下去。告诉你，那不容易的，因为我们都是普通人而已。
Yeah, because we're mortal, so it's really hard to keep having that.
但是当你挫折，当你做不下去的时候，怎么办呢？我们要来到天父的心的面前。
So what to do? We need to go to the Father.
让这个教会充满为父的心，好不好？我们实在做不下去，我们来到神的面前，回到慈爱天父的家，回到他的心怀当中，让他的慈爱来感动我们，让他的温暖来拥抱我们，也让他的使命来激发我们。
So let's go back to God into His embrace and follow His will. Let our hearts not to wander, but go back to our heavenly home. Let His mercy touch us, His warm embraces, and His commission to spur us.
于是我们就可以在这里一同来完成神对我们的使命和托付，好吗？
So let us accomplish what God has pointed us to do.
我相信今天的就职典礼不是我个人的励志，而是我们大家一起在神面前的尾声，好不好？
So I believe today's installation, that's not only for me to commit, but let's all devote ourselves to our church.
好不好？好，让我一起起立，我们用一首歌来回应。Let's all stand. 我们一起来回应主，我要回家，回到天父的心意当中。
And sing number 284.
Let's pray together. 主，让我们每一个人都回到天父的心怀里面。
Lord, let us come back to your embrace.
主，因为我们知道，在这样父亲缺席的年代当中，我们真是要有一颗为父的心。
Lord, we know that in this generation of fatherless generation, we need to have a heart of father.
主，我们来到你的面前，来看见世上有多少那些失落的、那些受伤的、那些需要帮助的。
Lord, we come before you and see all this hurting, all this lost.
主，我们也知道我们教会在这里是要做光、做盐来影响这个社区的。
And Lord, we know this church needs to be light and salt of this world.
主啊，如果我们没有这个为父的心，我们怎么能够服侍他们呢？
So how can we serve them without a heart of a father?
因此，主，我们来到你面前来向你恳求。
So Lord, we come before you and please.
把那颗为父的心赐给我们。
Please give us the heart of a father.
倘若我们没有这个为父的心，我们不能够来服侍他们。
If we don't have it, we cannot serve.
主啊，把那个为父的心赐给我们。
So Lord, please give it to us.
让我们回到你的心意，让我们感染到主你自己那样的慈爱。
And Lord, let us come back to your embrace and experience your love.
以至于当我们做不到的时候，或是我们不能够再坚持下去的时候，愿主你的心来软化我们的心，使我们能够继续拥有那一颗为父的心。
So Lord, when we run into difficulties, please soften our hearts.
愿你带领我们。
Please lead us.
赐福这个教会。
And bless this church.
让这颗为父的心，不是只有在父亲节。
Let us the heart of the Father not only in the Father's Day.
而是让我们在每一天经历到我们拥有这个为父的心，乃是因为主你的爱改变了我们。
But in our everyday life, it's because it's your love that has changed us.
谢谢主，愿基督的能力复辟在我们身上，好叫我们能够做我们以前做不到的事。
So thank you, Lord. May the power of Jesus be given to us so we can achieve what we cannot accomplish before.
求你垂听我们每一个人在你面前的立志和心愿。
Please listen to our prayer.
奉靠主耶稣基督得胜的名祷告。
And we pray in the name of Jesus.
Amen. 各位请坐。
现在是收奉献的时间，让我们用这个机会思想主的恩典来献上感谢。Now it's time for offering. Let's meditate God's blessing and give thanks.我们今天很荣幸 Dr. Pittman 代表美南浸信会来带领我们的就职典礼。 So we are honored to have Dr. Pittman representing Southern Baptist Association to lead our pastoral installation ceremony. 谢谢大家。
It is my honor.To represent Orange County Southern Baptist Association with you today.
我非常荣幸能够代表美南浸信会来到你们当中。
I bring you greetings from our Director of Missions, Dr. Michael Proud.
我们的理事长 Dr. Proud 今天不能来这里，我代表他。
He regrets that he is unable to be here due to a previous commitment.
因为他有别的地方要去讲道，所以没有办法来参加我们的就职典礼。
I am always happy to see my dear friend.Pastor Wilfred Chung.
我非常高兴看到我的老朋友钟牧师。
We have known each other since seminary days.
我们是一起上神学院。
That's a long, long time ago.
这是久远久远以前的事情。
It is a pleasure indeed for me to share this experience with you today.
所以很荣幸能够在今天分享这个宝贵的经验。
I'd like to tell two stories that help me say what I'd like to say.
我要告诉你们两个故事。
Some years ago,
很多年以前
Pastor E.V. Hill from the Mount Zion Missionary Baptist Church in downtown Los Angeles,
在就是我们downtown 教会另外一个牧师
was serving on a special advisory committee to the President of the United States.
他事实上是美国总统的特别顾问。
He was in Washington, D.C. for a meeting of that committee over a weekend.
他有一个周末参加华府的一个特别聚会。
And he had been invited to speak at a worship time in the White House.
他在白宫来讲道。
Dr. Hill said he thought he knew enough about military protocol to know that he would walk to the left of the President of the United States.
因为他们要有一定的礼仪要遵从。
And as they began to enter into the room where the worship was to occur,
所以他到讲道的房间。
He took his position at the left of the president.
所以他站在美国总统的左边。
The chief of protocol came to him and said,
然后礼仪代表就跟他讲,
Dr. Hill, you walk to the right of the president.
所以你应该是走在总统的右边,不是在他的左边。
Because yours is the highest office.
因为你的职位比总统的职位还要高。
The only person who walks to the right of the President of the United States is a minister of the gospel.
只有讲福音的人能够走在美国总统的右边。
So Dr. Ye, as you come to this new role as a minister of the gospel, yours is the highest office.
叶牧师，因为你代表传福音，所以你的职位是最高的。
A second story.
第二个故事。
Even longer back in time.
这还是更久远以前的事情。
Before my time.
甚至在我出生以前。
When the first transatlantic cable was laid from England to America.
就是从英国到美国海底电缆装置完成的时候。
The first person's voice to be transmitted across that line was from the King of England.
所以英国第一个人要试用这个电缆能不能真的传播声音。
His message was to be spoken in England, and it was to be heard in the United States of America.
所以他从英国希望美国能够听到他的讯息。
As the king was coming to speak,
所以这个英国国王开始讲话的时候，
the technician noticed there was a flaw in the system.
结果就是技术员发生有些技术的问题。
He knew how to prepare it.
他希望能够修好。
But he had no time to repair it.
但是他没有时间去修。
And so for 27 minutes as the king spoke, he made contact with his own body, which meant that for those 27 minutes, the words of the King of England flowed through his body to be heard in the U.S.
因为他就是自己在这个27分钟之间，他用他自己的身体作为一个传导的线，所以就是27分钟当中，英国国王讲的话就是经过他的身体传到美国。
Pastor Ye, it is a picture of our task as ministers of the gospel.
所以叶牧师就像这个人传扬上帝的讯息。
We are to make contact with God.
接触从上帝接触。
And contact with the people.
然后接触到我们的会众。
So that the message not of the King of England, but of the King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
所以讯息不单单只是从英国传到美国，事实上是从万王之王传到我们当中。
Will flow through us to touch the lives of people.
然后经由我们能够感动别的人，影响别的人。
But mind you this.
请你注意。
The connection with God must be secure.
跟上帝的交通一定要保持。
Or the reception of the message will be garbled.
要不然你的讯息就没有意义。
And at the same time.
同时。
The connection with the people must be secure.
你跟会众的联络也是继续要保持。
Else the truth of the message of God will be lost in transmission.
要不然上帝真实的讯息就会在这个联络当中失掉它的意义。
May I assure you, Pastor Yi, as you come to this new role with this congregation whom we love, and I've had the privilege of worshiping with on other occasions,
我向你保证，这个会众，我已经在他们当中传扬过福音很多次。
And as you begin a journey together,
这是一个很长的旅程。
You will have the prayer and fellowship support of Orange County Southern Baptist Association.
美南浸信会一定会继续为你祷告支持你。
We welcome you and rejoice in your coming.
欢迎你，而且我们很乐意你来到我们当中。
Thank you.
谢谢。
Thank you, Dr. Pittman. 谢谢皮门牧师。耶牧师吩咐兄弟有这一个荣幸能够帮助他就职典礼里面的时候呢，让他表示对神对人的他的心事。所以现在呢，我们就有这个牧师的誓言，也有会众的誓言，应该都在这个 PowerPoint 上面。那我现在呢就感谢主给我有个机会，请叶进民牧师到讲台上面来。叶进民牧师，神呼召你成为南城县华人浸信会的牧师，您是否愿意视会众如同您的子民，视牧区为传福音的窝土，尽心尽力毫无保留呢？耶牧师，你是否愿意在传讲神的话语、祷告事工、拯救灵魂、培育灵命上忠心呢？
我愿意。
耶牧师，你是否愿意靠着圣灵所赐的智慧和力量，将教会引导在活出耶稣生命的道路上呢？
我愿意。
谢谢。你是否愿意做一个好的牧人，关爱有需要的，与会友做可以交心的朋友，以和平的心与人共处，被错怪时能原谅别人，又如自己也需要被原谅？
我愿意。
谢谢。耶牧师，你是否愿意善待自己，让自己的身心灵都能处于最佳的状态呢？
我愿意。
感谢主。好，现在请会众站立起来。Will all the congregation stand together? I will be only speaking Chinese, but those of you in English, you can say respond in English too. 各位会众，您是否愿意接受叶进民牧师对他真诚地打开心门，如有需要打开您的家门，是否愿意在拯救灵魂、教会夫子上与他参相共事，在他为真理而战时支持他、鼓励他、追随他的带领，有如追随主耶稣呢？你们是否愿意在崇拜中积极参与，专心聆听神的话语，在关爱别人、领人归主、夫子教会上尽上自己的那份责任呢？可以不可以更大声一点啊？我愿意。Amen。你是否愿意献上时间、恩赐、金钱和力量，去传讲福音的好处，去教导耶稣的生命之道呢？凭着对耶稣大爱的认知，去装备儿童和青少年，去关爱生病还软弱的、强有力的，在社区里传福音， 建立神的国度。
我愿意。
Amen， 谢谢。好，现在我们请 Pittman 牧师为我们祷告。
Our dear Father，
亲爱天父，
We bow in you in awesomeness，
我们在你的面前低头祷告。
As we enter into the courts of the King of Kings and Lord of Lords，
因为你是万王之王。
Thank you for receiving us into your presence，
让你接受我们。
We come Father to humbly ask today，
我们谦虚地请求你。
For your richest blessings on Pastor Yi and this congregation，
请你保佑叶牧师和我们的会众。
As they unite their hearts and lives together in service for you，
让我们全心全意的来侍奉你。
May you strengthen the bond of love that we feel between them this day，
让我们加强彼此之间的爱。
And will you cause it to be an ever-growing relationship between pastor and people？
让会众和叶牧师之间的关系不断加强。
We believe you have appointed him as your messenger in this place，
我们相信你让他带领是有你的旨意。
We ask you to empower him by the Holy Spirit who indwells him，
让你的圣灵充满他，给他能力。
And to speak your truth through him both publicly and privately，
传扬你的福音，公开的，私下的。
As he represents you not only to this congregation，
不单单只代表这个会众，
but to this community round about，
也代表这个社区。
May he be seen by those who observe his walk，
让我们能够看到他的作为。
As a true ambassador of yours，
是真正代表你的。
On mission for you in our broken world，
在这个破碎的时代传扬你的福音。
We trust you dear Lord，
我们相信你。
To be true to your promises to us，
因为你的应许永不落空。
And we celebrate today together the future of this relationship，
我们在今天为未来的关系来庆祝。
Which we know is as bright as the promises of God，
因为是你的应许。
Thank you dear Father for the privilege of serving you，
亲爱的天父，让我们能够侍奉你。
And being part of your great forever family，
能够你的福音与我们同在。
In Jesus' name we pray，
祈祷奉主耶稣的圣名，
Amen， Amen。
请坐。 Please be seated。 弟兄姐妹平安，欢迎来参加我们今天的主日崇拜。 Peace be with you， Welcome to our Sunday service。那我们今天非常高兴 Dr. Pittman 跟钟牧师来到我们当中参加牧师的就职典礼。 Dr. Pittman 他是美南浸信会呈现地区促进教会健全的成长 主席，他曾经多次来到我们教会讲道。那钟牧师当然我们不需要特别介绍，他是我们的创会牧师。 So we welcome Dr. Pittman and Pastor Chung to join us for the installation ceremony。 Dr. Pittman is the church health leader for the Orange County for Southern Baptist Association. Of course, we don't need to introduce Dr. Pastor Chan. He's our founding pastor.
那我们呢再次欢迎刚才叶牧师介绍的贵宾来到我们当中。
So we want to welcome again the guest of honor that Pastor Ye has introduced earlier.
那我们也很高兴现在是夏天，所以我们有些大学的会友回到我们当中。
So right now it's summertime, so we're pleased to see very college members coming back to join us.
那我们另外就是还有一些需要祷告的事情，就是Linda 姐妹的父亲已经回到家里，我们要继续为她祷告。那另外叶牧师的师母快要从大陆回来，然后准备把她在Ohio 的房子要卖掉，所以我们继续为他这个事情祷告，希望师母能够早日来到我们当中。
So another prayer request is Sister Linda's father went home from the hospital, still recovering, so we need to keep him in our prayer. And also Pastor Ye's wife Jane
will be coming back from mainland China soon, and then they want to sell their house in Ohio. Let's put this in our prayer so that Jane can join Pastor Ye pretty soon. 那今天是父亲节，我们准备了一些小礼物在后面招待的桌上，所以请各位父亲到后面，就是礼拜结束的时候，我们就是可以到后面去父亲节的礼物。So we prepare some gift for Father's Day. It's an usher's table, and then we also have a special music. 那诗班有一个特别音乐。理事会主席 Sherlock 有一个特别的礼物。So the council chairman, Brother Sherlock, will have a special presentation.
We're very thankful for a very special day in the life of this church.
所以今天是一个特别的日子。
And it was God's calling and the prayers of the congregation.
所以上帝的带领，会众的祷告
，that brought Pastor Ye to this church，
把叶牧师带到我们当中。
And we're thankful for Dr. Pittman and Pastor Chung for sharing this special day with us。
我们感谢 Dr. Pittman 跟周牧师来参加这个典礼。
And the congregation would like to give a special present to Pastor Ye.
所以我们会众有一个特别的礼物要给叶牧师。另外就是提醒下个礼拜天的主日崇拜我们有特别庆祝毕业生 So next Sunday we have a special service for graduation 请大家来参加 So please invite your friends and relatives to join us 那剩下其他的例行报告请参考节序表 So the other routine activity please refer to the bulletin 让我们起立唱三一颂 Let's arise and sing the doxology
May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. 但愿主耶稣基督的恩惠、天父上帝的慈爱和圣灵的感动与交通，常与我们在座每一位弟兄姐妹同在，从今时直到永远。阿门。You may be seated.
Please do stay and have lunch fellowship with us. 末祷后散会. So be dismissed after silent prayer.